Ann nabbed for Bronx rape allegedly said she deserved it for slavery. A black parolee arrested for raping and bashing a woman's white woman on the roof of his Bronx apartment building allegedly told a witness that she deserved the brutal attack because of slavery, according to court papers. She was a white girl. She deserved it because of us minorities have been through slavery. Tamar Bishop, 23, allegedly said to someone who witnessed the bloody 20-year-old woman after the assault, according to a criminal complaint. This is what they used to do to us. This is what they did to us during slavery. They used to beat us and whip us. Tamar Bishop, 23, was arrested by authorities on Friday in Virginia on a slew of charges connected to the early morning June 1st assault, which officials have deemed a hate crime, according to authorities. The 20-year-old met Bishop, who was on parole after serving just over a year behind bars for robbery around 5 a.m., and joined him on the rooftop of the public housing building on Alexander Avenue near East 137th Street in Mott Haven, police said. Bishop allegedly punched her repeatedly before raping her, then continued his assault, kicking and punching her in the head and body until she fell unconscious, cops said. He then fled and then returned with an unnamed witness who saw the woman laying on the roof landing with blood covering her face, and then allegedly made the remarks about slavery, court documents said. The woman was treated at an area hospital for several injuries, including a broken nose and broken teeth. She was also vomiting blood, the complaint states. Police sources previously told the Post a Special Victims Division investigator described the attack as one of the worst he's seen. Bishop was charged. This is just unbelievable, man. Bishop was charged with 2 counts of predatory sexual assault, attempted murder, rape, 2 counts of assault, sexual abuse, assault, and a hate crime. He was arraigned in Bronx court on Sunday, where he was ordered held without bail, a spokeswoman for the Bronx District Attorney's Office said. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I blame, you know, the ignorant black relatives he's had. I blame, you know, ignorant blacks who come up with this mentality that because of something that happened hundreds of years ago, that whites in this present era deserve to be raped and beaten for something their ancestors did. Okay? Blacks in the black community have to get it through their damn skulls that is a slave mentality. And we are not slaves today. We are not slaves today. Okay? And to have this type of mentality is what's hurting black children and blacks, period. Okay? What happened back then is what happened back then in the past. Okay? We are not slaves today. We are not slaves. All right? This kid is a waste of potential, and he just wasted his life. He just threw his life away. All right? He just basically put himself in a position, because when he gets to jail, he's not going to live long. He is not going to live long. They're going to rape him in prison. There are 2 things that are despised in prison, whatever you is. Men who do things to women and kids. He's a dead man when he goes to prison. Okay? He's not getting out anytime soon. He's going to spend a lengthy time in prison. And he deserves it. And this should be a lesson to blacks who think it's okay to bring that slave mentality BS to their kids and keep passing it down. all right, as a right to justify crimes against whites today. All right? He just basically threw his life away. You're going to have, you know, if he gets a stiff sentence, you know, what? They're going to cry and they're going to complain. They're not going to think about the actions. They're just going to think because he's black. That's it, because he's black. That's all they're going to think about. But if he was, you know, that's what it is. If he was to do this to someone, you know, of the same color of skin, they'd be outraged. But because he did this to a white girl, oh, she deserved it. And you know what the sad, sick thing is? You have blacks who think that way. All right? And the thing is, he's going to go to jail for a long time. And his reply for the reason why he's doing it, he says, oh, they used to whip us. You know, he's not too bright, and his parents didn't really put too much investment in him at all. Not too much at all. He's just another statistic down the drain. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.